And once again, it's time for the Pastor's Study. I praise the Lord for each and every one of you who are with me today listening to the Pastor's Study. Last time we were together, we began a brand new study entitled The Seven Baptisms. Last time we looked at baptism number one, which was the baptism of unto Moses in a cloud, or the baptism of Israel, amen, as they walked across the dry land through the Red Sea. Now, baptism number two we want to begin to look at is John's baptism, or the Jewish baptism for Israel. Now, several things can be observed regarding the baptism of John. Number one, the purpose behind John's baptism was to manifest the Messiah to the nation of Israel. The purpose, again, behind John's baptism was to manifest the Messiah to the nation of Israel. Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter number 1. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 1, we want to begin reading in verse number 28. These things were done in Beth Abara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be manifest to Israel. Therefore, I am come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and abode upon him. So we see then the baptism here. He says in verse 31, John the Baptist says, And I knew him not, talking about Jesus, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. Amen. So those who submitted to John's baptism, repenting of their sins and submitting to John's baptism, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was revealed to them that he was the Messiah. Amen. Look at interesting in Acts chapter 19 for a moment. Acts chapter 19, a very interesting account. Paul the Apostle stumbles upon some folks in Acts chapter 19. In verses 3 through 5 in Acts 19. And we see, and he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Let's pick up in verse 1 to get the context of this passage in Acts 19 with me. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, and he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. So these folks that Paul had come across were only knew of the baptism of John, which revealed the Messiah to the nation of Israel. Then Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we here see that Paul came across folks who had only been baptized under John's baptism, and they hadn't received the Holy Ghost, and so they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, as Paul preached to them here about the Lord Jesus Christ, how John the Baptist was talking about him that would come after him, which was Christ Jesus. Now, another thing about John's baptism was connected with the offering the kingdom to Israel. See, if the leaders of Israel, the nation of Israel, had received the Messiah, and then the kingdom would have soon come down. The kingdom of heaven would have been on this earth. Amen. Now, let's see how this is talked about in Matthew chapter 3 with me. In Matthew chapter number 3, in the first 6 verses of Matthew 3, In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. See the message there in verse 2, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we see then that this John's baptism was connected, amen, with the offering of the kingdom to Israel. Just as Moses' baptism prepared the nation of Israel, as we saw that earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, John's baptism prepared the nation of Israel to receive the kingdom. Now, we also want to see that John's baptism, as we're observing several things regarding the baptism of John, we saw that John's baptism was to manifest the Messiah to the nation of Israel. John's baptism was connected with the offering of the kingdom to Israel. And now John's baptism was a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And we see this, if you'll turn with me, over to the Gospel of Mark in chapter number 1. The Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. Now, the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. And John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So if those would repent of their sins, amen, and submit to John's baptism, it was for the remission of sins. Now, we also want to see, because this baptism was for Israel, it was essential for their salvation. When a Jew was baptized by John, then they had to confess their sins. Verse 5 of Mark 1. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, John's baptism was practiced throughout the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus preached and offered the kingdom to Israel just like John the Baptist did. Looking in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, the Bible tells us, John was put in prison, and Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. So we see then Jesus preached and offered the kingdom to Israel just like John the Baptist did. Now, what we want to also see here, as we rightly divide the word of truth, is the offer of the kingdom was exclusive to Israel. Let's turn over to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15. Matthew 15 with me. Matthew 15. And let's pick up in verse number 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan. Now here's a Gentile woman. Came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Now, we would expect a very compassionate, amen, response from Jesus Christ, amen. But notice what it says in verse 23 of Matthew 15. But he answered, now this is Jesus, but he answered her not a word. He said absolutely nothing to her. He was quiet. Doesn't sound like the Jesus I know, amen? And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered, Jesus answered, and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's where when Jesus came, amen, he was there offering the kingdom. His ministry was exclusively to Israel there. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. That didn't stop her. She continued to come to him, to worship him, and ask for his help. She kept on keeping on, amen. She kept on knocking. She kept on asking. And we know when we keep on knocking and asking, we're going to receive. Notice. But he answered and said, it is not meet. In other words, it's not right to take the children's bread. Now, the children is Israel. The blessings of Israel, amen. And cast it to dogs. That's what the Gentiles were called, dogs. He called this woman a dog. And she said, truth, Lord. She says, you're right, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She said, all I want is the crumbs, Lord. I know I'm a dog and I don't deserve anything, but all I want is the crumbs, amen? All I want is the crumbs from the table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. But we want to notice in here in this passage that the offer of the kingdom was exclusive to Israel. He was sent to the house of the lost sheep of Israel. Amen. Now, we want to also see that the 12 apostles also preached the gospel of the kingdom to Israel. Turn to Matthew chapter number 10. In Matthew chapter number 10, we see in the first few verses there at the beginning of the chapter of Matthew 10 that the names of the apostles, or 12 apostles, are given. Now, notice what Jesus says to the 12, beginning in Matthew 10, verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received, freely give. So again, he gives them their commission, the 12, to go to Israel only. Amen. Not to the Gentiles, not to the Samaritans, which were half Jew and Gentile. Amen. And notice he gives them signs. Why? Because a Jew requires a sign. We know, as we saw there back in the beginning of Exodus, that the nation of Israel began with signs. That the Lord God Almighty gave Moses signs so that they would believe that he was God's appointed man, his deliverer, and believe the message was from God. Amen. Same here. Jesus gives the apostles signs so the Jews will believe the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. They'll receive the kingdom. And we see that it's confirmed. The word is confirmed by signs of healing, tongues, picking up serpents, and miracles. So we see baptism for Israel was associated with signs and salvation, just as it was with Moses. Turn with me to Mark 16. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. And he that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now he's speaking, the context of this verse is he's speaking to the 11 apostles. Judas Iscariot has hung himself. They haven't selected his replacement, Matthias, as of yet. So he's speaking to them, and he says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Again, signs connected with the salvation of Israel, preaching to Israel. Amen. Now, instead of accepting the king's offer of the kingdom, what did they do? Well, Israel murdered their king, saying, "We will not have this man," referring to Jesus, "to reign over us." However, because God is a God of mercy, they will be given another chance to accept the kingdom, the offer of the kingdom in the book of Acts, the beginning chapters. And this will cover when we look at baptism number 4. Note, the gospel of the kingdom preached by John, Jesus, and the 12 apostles is not the gospel of grace we preach today. What is the gospel of grace? Well, Paul was the apostle called out unto the Gentiles. He preached the gospel of grace, and we find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse number 1 down to verse number 4. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you," and of course this is a gospel, he said, "by which also ye are saved." And he goes, "For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how? That Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." Amen. So we see then, the gospel that was preached, the gospel of the kingdom that was preached by John, Jesus, and 12 the apostles, is not the same gospel that Paul the apostle preached, or that you and I preach today in this church age, or this age of grace. Amen. You have to be very, very careful. Amen. Especially with that, you know, when we got to Mark 16 and we talked about the signs, that's where the charismatics, amen, get caught up, saying they have these things. If you believe, then we're going to, as it says there, they take it out of context. Amen. And when they say, let's go back there just for a moment, I want you to see this, it's very important. And it says in verse 17 of Mark 16, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." So what the charismatics will tell you, these signs will follow you if you believe. And they say, "Well, in my name shall cast out devils, they shall speak new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Now, I would believe if you said to one of these folks, well, you know, they claim to have healing, and they claim to have the tongues, but according to the passage we just read, all of these signs would follow. They would have each one of these signs. So I know if you offer, well, you say you have the signs, I want you to drink this bottle of Clorox, amen, because it says if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. I think they'd refuse, amen. So they're phony balonies. Let me put it that way. Let me put it bluntly. So we see then baptism number 2 was John's baptism, the Jewish baptism for Israel, to reveal the Messiah to the nation of Israel. Now, let's look at baptism number 3, which is called the baptism of suffering. The baptism of suffering. And let's turn over to Matthew chapter 20 to see the baptism of suffering. Matthew chapter 20 in verse number 22. And we read in Matthew 20 verse 22, But Jesus answered and said, Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We are able. Now, what Jesus was referring to was in this baptism, in Matthew 20, verse 22, it was a reference to his crucifixion. Amen? Jesus was about to be baptized or immersed in pain and suffering. It had nothing to do with water. Amen? We know on the day that Jesus Christ was crucified that it grew dark for 3 hours. Amen? Did it not? From the sixth hour, noontime, till the ninth hour, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And why was that? Well, we know that he cried out, My Lord, my Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? And, of course, the reason God the Father had forsaken the Son was, as at that point in time, God's wrath was being poured out on sin. Jesus was made sin for us. He who knew no sin was made sin for us. Amen. And, of course, God is a holy God. He cannot look upon sin. And he turned his back. He forsook his Son as his wrath was being poured out on his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Jesus was being made sin for the whole world. Amen. But what's interesting, you know, the word baptism means immersion. And it's amazing how when some people see the word baptism, they automatically think of water. Let me give you an example. Look at in Galatians chapter number 3 with me. Galatians chapter number 3. Galatians chapter number 3. I want you to see something in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 27 with me in Galatians chapter 3. Now notice what it says with me here. It says, For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Okay, so we see that a person becomes a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus, not what society says, we're all children of God, that's a lie. But notice in verse 27, For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now, what's he talking about, been baptized into Christ? Well, this is spirit baptism, and we'll study it later. But basically, the moment, the instant a person places their trust in Jesus Christ, receives him, as, repents of their sins, and receives him as their Savior. Amen. That moment, that instant, the Holy Spirit of God baptizes that individual into the body of Christ, into the church, which is the body of Christ. It has nothing to do with water at all. Amen. But you're going to have those that are going to say it's water baptism, and it's not. Baptism, the word means immersion. Amen. It doesn't necessarily mean to be immersed in water. Amen. Here we see this is spirit baptism. The believer is baptized into the body of Christ. The moment, the instant, he repents of his sin and receives Jesus Christ for the payment of his sins. Now, these same people now that see the word water, they automatically think of baptism all the time. For example, look in John chapter 3. The Gospel of John. You know that chapter where Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night and Jesus tells him, You must be born again, Nicodemus. Look at in verse number 5 with me in John chapter 3. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And of course, they see that water and they're saying, This is talking about water baptism. Well, it's not. We need to look at the context. Where is baptism mentioned in the context? It isn't. The context of John chapter 3, verses 4 to 6 explains being born of water. Amen? Look at this. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? You know, Jesus says to him, You must be born again. He's scratching his head. He's thinking in the physical realm. How can I go back up in my mother's womb? This size, this stage of the game. You can't do it. But he says, and Jesus is going to explain it to him, and it's a spiritual sense. He says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, in verse 6 of John 3, it explains what we're talking about in verse 5. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. He's talking about being born of water. That which is being born of the flesh is flesh. What is that talking about? Well, that's talking about the physical birth of a person, born of the flesh. When a person comes out of their mother's womb after her water has broken. Amen. And then, of course, not only that, but that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. There's also, again, you're born of the Holy Spirit. The moment, the instant you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God comes in you and dwells with your spirit, and they become one. You're baptized into the body of Christ. Amen. So there's no reference to water here, but a lot of people will see, every time they see baptism or water, they think it's water baptism. Amen. Well, it's not. We have to rightly divide the Bible, the word of truth, or we could get ourselves in a lot of trouble. And that's how a heresy is begun. That's how cults are established. They take a verse out of context. They slice it right out. They isolate it, and they build a doctrine on it. They don't bother to see what the other verses say around it, the context that verse is in, and they don't bother to go and see what other passages in the Bible have to say on a particular subject or topic. Amen. And that's where heresies begin. So, in our lesson today, we've looked at John's baptism, baptism number 2, which was the Jewish baptism for Israel, which was to reveal the Messiah to the nation of Israel. And then we also saw baptism number 3, the baptism of suffering. Jesus was referring to his crucifixion. He was about to be baptized or immersed in pain and suffering. And again, I can't emphasize enough, water baptism is not a part of anyone's salvation in this age of grace. Again, a person is simply saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. For a person to be saved, to be born again, knowing when they die, 100% sure that they're going to heaven, they have to realize and acknowledge in their heart, number one, they're a sinner. For of all sinning comes short of the glory of God, as it is written, the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. And as a result of our sin, we must acknowledge in our heart, for the wages of sin is death. Not only a physical death, but more importantly, we have a soul that's eternal, that will never die. And that part of us will spend time and eternity in a lake of fire if we die in our sin. But the good news is, but God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay for our sins. And now all you have to do to receive him is to believe on Christ. Believe that he died in your place. As Paul preached, that Christ died. He died for our sins, was buried, and arose the third day, according to the Scriptures. My dear friend, if you've never received Jesus Christ by faith, why don't you call upon his name? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, my dear friends, it's all the time we have on the Pastor's Study today.